Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Frequently, as I arrive at my office on the Florida Gulf Coast University campus in the morning, I encounter a black racer, not in the weeds or wooded area near the parking lot, but at Whitaker Hall on campus. Unless it is disturbed, it glides smoothly across the concrete walk and follows along the edge of the outside wall of the building. If disturbed, it quickly moves away from the building and into the cover of tall grasses. What is this snake, and what's it doing? The black racer is one of the most commonly seen snakes in Florida and can be found through most of the eastern United States and south along the Mexican Gulf Coast into Central America. It's a hunter, feeding on small mammals, birds and their eggs, lizards, and small snakes and insects. Insects are prominent on its menu, especially crickets, grasshoppers, and katydids, but lots of others, and that's likely what it is after at Whitaker Hall. It is discovered that insects are attracted to the building's lights at night and often remain early in the morning, such that the snake has only to move along the edge of the building to find breakfast. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The black racer is a sleek, fast-moving snake, one that truly lives up to the name racer. Large adults are typically 3 to 4 feet long and seem to have exceptionally large eyes. In South Florida, black racers are a satiny gray to gray-blue, gray-green, or gray-brown above, with yellow-white lips and chin. A black racer's belly is light and often evident as it crosses open areas with its head raised 3 to 4 inches off the ground, looking around as it glides along. Black racers are hunters that seek insects and other small animals. While they are not venomous and pose no serious threat to humans, if you try to capture one, there's a good chance you'll get bit. While not aggressive if left alone, they are feisty and quick when defending themselves. A bite, however, typically amounts to nothing more serious than multiple shallow pricks with its tiny needle-sharp teeth. Black racers are active only during the day, and while normally seen on the ground, are also good climbers, gliding up into shrubs and small trees in search of food, with nearly the ease that they glide across the ground. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The black racer is a snake that is found in all of the lower 48 states and just slightly into southern Canada. It's also found in almost any habitat, except the coldest, highest mountains and the hottest, driest deserts. As a result of its rather sedentary nature and its very wide distribution, this racer varies geographically in its color. This is a very fast-moving snake, so the name racer is appropriate. In more northern areas and south to Naples, it's black above. However, farther south in the Everglades, it's often more of a gray to blue-gray or even gray-green color and is considered a separate race known as the Everglades racer. The scientific name of the black racer, Coluber constrictor, suggests that it kills its prey by squeezing it to death as our rat snakes do. But the black racer is not a constrictor. It seizes prey in its jaws and simply swallows it alive. Although it sometimes loops a part of its body over the top of its prey to hold it down, it doesn't constrict it. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The black racer is a snake that hibernates in northern areas, often gathering in numbers and sometimes with other kinds of snakes in well-protected areas. In South Florida, racers can be active nearly year-round, and little is known of their social behavior. Racers are egg layers, a female producing from 5 to about 20 leathery but somewhat pebbly surfaced eggs. These are placed in a secluded, warm, somewhat moist site, such as under a well-rotted log, in a pile of decaying debris, or at times in a cavity in the ground that has been made by some other animal. Sometimes more than one female will lay her eggs at the same site. The eggs develop and hatch on their own after a period that can range from about 7 to 9 weeks, depending on temperature and humidity. The hatchling racers are big-eyed and usually about 11 inches long. Unlike their parents, hatchlings have distinctive brown blotches that are often ringed with black at intervals centered on the middle of the back. Young racers can keep this color pattern into their second year. As with their parents, their scales are very smooth, their body slim, and their movements very fast. With the Wild Things, it's produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. In South Florida, black racers are sometimes mistaken for the threatened indigo snake. The racer in South Florida is grayer than black, and its smooth scales have a dull, satiny appearance. The indigo snake is one of our largest snakes. Adults can be more than 8 feet long. Indigo snakes are a very shiny black above, and while racers generally have a whitish chin and lips, the chin and lips of an indigo snake are typically orange-red. A very significant difference between the racer and the indigo snake is temperament. While racers are feisty and bite readily, but relatively harmless, indigo snakes are generally very docile and easy for a human to handle, although indigo snakes can bite and have very strong jaws. Indigo snakes often take shelter in gopher tortoise and armadillo burrows. They move over very large areas in search of food, sometimes as much as 400 acres. As a result, indigo snakes must cross roads, and many are killed by traffic. Because of their docile disposition, indigo snakes were once very popular as pets. Today, they are a threatened species as a result of declining numbers and habitat losses, and are protected by state and federal law. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.